Hello, it's Christina Khater. Allow me to welcome you all to the Christie's Talk, a motivational podcast series powered by Christie's Lab. In today's episode, we're diving into the world of green marketing and eco-friendly events. We'll discuss how businesses can promote their sustainability efforts, engage their audience, and organize environmentally conscious events with Mrs. Dina Fakhouri, the Executive Director of the United Nations Global Compact Network Lebanon and the Global Compact Council Middle East Representative. Mrs. Fakhouri, thanks for being here, and it is our utmost pleasure having you with us to have a deep dive into key industry sustainability and marketing trends shaping and transforming the way we do business and communicate brands.
Thank you, Christina. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you. Let's start by defining what green marketing and eco-friendly events are. Could you please walk us through a deep dive? And why is it important and incremental for business?
I think you're talking to the person who is very high on sustainability. So anything that you work on should be in a sustainable way. Now, green marketing is something that is emerging today, and it's important because if I want to divide green marketing, it's basically selling a service or a product that is green environmentally and human friendly, because we should not ever forget that sustainability is not only about the environment, but it's also about the well-being of human beings. So you can actually divide it into various forms. First, your services need to be green. So the way you do things, what you are providing in terms of services, should incorporate sustainability and a green way to do it. The second part is selling products that are themselves sustainable and green. And third, being top-notch on creating awareness about sustainable products. So it's either your services should be green, or you are promoting products that are green, or you are creating awareness about products that are green and developing and innovate on products that could be green. Very simply.
What strategies or approaches do you recommend for businesses looking to incorporate green marketing into their overall marketing efforts?
My answer would be that it's very easy.
Can you please explain that?
Because
I'm sure listeners, they think differently.
Whenever you talk about sustainability, it sounds like a big word. Like it's something that is so far-fetched that nobody can do it, and that you have to do it all at the same time. The idea is to start somewhere. The only thing that is needed when you want to develop a strategy is time. You can take out of your busy schedule 2 hours, 3 hours, just to think, what can I do better? You cannot do it all. It would be crazy to think, and this is something that I tell all the companies, you cannot do it on all fronts. You cannot be about no poverty, no hunger, and good health and well-being, and life on land, and climate action, but start somewhere. What is your industry harming the most? How can you do it better? You cannot do it from day one. You can start strategizing where you want to be in 5 years. And then you draw the map. And the most important thing is, it's much easier than we think. It starts by small things. For example, if we're talking marketing today, it's mainly advertising, but also events. It's also PR and so on and so forth. Just start by diminishing printing. You don't need to completely cancel it from day one. Just put a roadmap. And today we are at an era where there are so many innovations and ways to communicate that do not require neither printing. And of course, when we are talking about emailing or we're talking about virtual, of course you are moving energy and you are consuming energy, but you should do what is a lesser harm. And then with time, you might even be an innovator yourself and creating products that are sustainable. It can be as simple as, I'm not going to talk about the bottles of water, plastic bottle of water, because this is something that is very focused. Everybody focuses on where there are other things. I'm going to tell you one thing. We are organizing, you know us, and you organize events with us, and you help us organize events. When we organize events, we try to use slides that showcase. Today, we show slides instead of putting printouts and printing banners that we're going to use for one time or anything. So it starts with small things. You cannot do it all. You can print less papers. You can promote products One thing that is very difficult in green marketing is turning down clients that do not fit into your strategy. This is the most difficult thing.
Actually, yes, and the world is evolving so fast that I believe that those types of clients are as well. I mean, there's no company that's going to
serve them.
Yeah, I mean, no, there's no company that's going to hop on the train and move forward if they don't have this mindset and if sustainability is not part of their practices.
I totally agree, because we always say that today it's a trend. It has transformed from the global north that was very hype on it for the last decade, and now it's hitting us in the global south. And everybody notices today that if you're not in, you're out.
Exactly. And you said something very important. We should all ask ourselves this question. What is our industry harming the most? I mean, what are we harming the most? So, and this is a very good question, and we can get a lot of answers on what to focus on one step at a time, as you said. So in your experience, what challenges do businesses commonly face when implementing green marketing strategies, and how can they overcome them?
Time. And the will. If you have the will, you create the time. If you create the time, because very often we think that sustainability needs investment. Not all industries require investment. And if I want to compare, I don't have a full data, but I know, for example, in ecotourism, for example, it has been proven, and this is something that I can say because it was really, the numbers are there. If you are to invest in ecotourism, you pay 20% more the first 2 years, but you decrease your bill by 40% for the years to come after that. So it's a return on investment. And usually businesses, what they want to do is money. Now, there is a difference between making short-term money and long-term money. In order to do long-term money, you need to invest into sustainable ways of doing business. And we all know that consumers today are very knowledgeable and they know exactly what you are doing. And they will be following you if you're doing the wrong thing. And this is scary for the companies. Your stakeholders, your shareholders, your employees, your consumers are going to be following you.
Exactly. I wanted just to tell you something. So I was at London Business School not a long time ago, and we were asked a very important question, and I was a bit surprised with the answers. So they asked us, who's responsible of sustainability and ESG at your company? And many of the answers were the founder and the CEO themselves, which is, I mean, if we really want to invest and grow, and time is of the essence here, we need to allocate someone and invest also in the right person to take the lead on that.
But if the CEO is not engaged himself or herself, then no matter how many sustainability offers you will bring, you will always put some challenges in front of this person.
Of course. But I mean, like, because the CEO has so many things to do, I mean, so if you have someone that's dedicated, you can grow and maybe, like, I mean, you can get to the milestones, yeah, or put some concrete milestones and really achieve better results.
Definitely, because before they used to put the HR or the marketing or but today everybody's involved first in sustainability and in a company. But you need someone who can collect.
Exactly.
And you need somebody who can spread. So definitely having a sustainability officer or a sustainability manager is a luxury, possibly, but definitely pays back to the company.
Yes. So how can businesses ensure the authenticity and transparency of their green marketing claims to avoid accusations of greenwashing, for example?
Greenwashing, yes. There are two forms. Greenwashing is not, I'm going to say something that people are going to kill me for. Greenwashing is not so bad, because this is when you start trying to claim something that you want very badly, but you're not being able to do. But at the end of the day, you're caught up with your consumers who are going to bash you in case they discover that you're not doing it the right way. So it's twofold. And sometimes you start by greenwashing and claims that are not very true, but you end up by being caught because you need to showcase that what you are claiming is true, because there are people who are following you. So it used to be called philanthropy. It used to be called CSR. It used to be called whatever you want. Name it whatever you want, as long as you're starting to think that you want to do something good because it needs to be done, whether you're true to yourself or not at the beginning, it's fine. This is a way to start. And then you can move on to really be audited about it and be accountable for it.
Exactly. So what role do consumers play in driving the demand for green products and sustainable practices? How can businesses tap into this consumer interest?
Recent studies in France, I cannot mention other places, because 33% of the consumers are ready to pay more money in order to make sure that their product is sustainable. This is one thing. The second thing is, today, sustainable products are becoming so present and so available that it's becoming even cheaper than usual production or usual services. Because I'm going to ask you one question. You are a marketeer, you are an advertising agency, you are a PR agency. Today, if you want to advertise on social media, it's much cheaper than advertising on TV.
Of course.
And it's much cheaper than printing billboards. And it's much cheaper than, I don't want to be bashing the media, I'm sorry, but this is not it. But because actually the media have found a way to shift. Change is very difficult. Resistance to change is everywhere. But sometimes if you are thinking, you are a forward thinker, you shift in time to be still on the market and to be the one who is innovating into new ways of advertising and into new ways of doing PR, into new ways of doing events. So, and I'm sure that these are things, not only is it good for the environment, but it's also good for the pocket.
Of course. So the supply chain, I mean, in our region is not complete yet. We can see a lot of discrepancies and a lot of people who are not yet, a lot of companies we need in order to bring campaigns and events to life, and they didn't hop on that train yet. And I do believe that, yes, it's much cheaper in many ways, but in other ways, everything related to printing, to, and I know I'm not talking about printing, like sustainable way of coming up with campaigns and of course, using certain materials that are sustainable and taking everything after a certain event or campaign and reusing it somewhere else. So this is, costing much more. And I hope that with time, we'll find solutions for that, because this is very important.
But sustainability is also about not only printing and things that are harmful for the environment, but it's also making sure that your supplier is not using children for labor, he's not harming his employees, that he's not using extra water or using the water properly that he's using while producing or doing something. So it's a lot of many things, but you can start somewhere and you start building bit by bit. And 5 years from now, you can be really aware about how to be more sustainable. It only starts with baby steps.
Yes. So how do you see the future of green marketing evolving? Like, what opportunities and challenges lie ahead?
I think it's mainly awareness. And mainly what I've been trying to, scream all over the world, sustainability is good for business. So as long as people understand that it's good for business, they will understand that they will have to go through that. And it will happen sooner or later. We all know that we can no longer use resources the way we used to. We all know that people are suffering across the world. We are so much under so many crises across the world. We need to do things differently. And it's not always easy, no. But if each one of us start at his own level, by baby steps, we can get somewhere. And I see, for example, the other day I was, I met a person and I was, he told me I want to join the UN Global Compact. And I told him, I already talked to your uncle because I know him. And he told me that for the time being, they are not able. He told me we are the new generations and we want things to change. So I want to join and I want to be part of that movement that makes the world a better place. I don't want to sound like very cheesy or, we want a better place. Yes, we all want a better place, whether we like it or not. And we can do things. Each one, my motto, and I think everybody knows my motto by now, it's a little by each, a lot by everyone. Everyone has his share, as much as you can, within your financial capabilities and within your human resources capabilities.
Of course, leading with values every day and always is so important. Thank you, Mrs. Fakhouri, for the industry insights and invaluable input. And thank you for taking the time out of your very busy schedule. I know that, to be here. So our talk today comes to an end. Thank you for your passionate listening, and let us stay connected by subscribing to our podcast at www.christieslab.com.
Thank you very much, Christina, and I really enjoyed it. And thank you for always thinking of sustainability and putting it really up front before anything else in the way you do things.
Always. It has become part of our identity, really. Like, it's a part of who we are. We can't think outside of that world anymore. Thank you.